Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line right now is Dennis Bauer. He is a wrestling coach at Amherst and Erie County, not allowing wrestling to go forward as of right now. Meanwhile, other schools throughout Section 6 and in the other counties in Western New York are able to start their season, and most schools did on Monday. Dennis, thanks for being with us this morning. I'm wondering exactly what you're being told when it comes to wrestling going forward and your ability to go forward. What exactly is the county waiting on to give you guys the green light?
Well, thanks first for having any member of the wrestling community on. I'm happy to represent us. What we're being told actually is very little. The information that we have in terms of wrestling possibly moving forward, the first information was really, I found out in the Buffalo News piece of today, that they were looking at certain indicators. I think the number of cases per 100,000, and that there's a threshold that if we were to reach it, they might consider changing the recommendation on wrestling. That's the first I've heard of that. There hasn't been any conversations between section officials or other members of the wrestling community. And that's one of the things that's frustrated us from the beginning when high-risk sports were allowed to start back in January and wrestling was delayed.
This came up at the Erie County briefing yesterday with Dr. Gail Burstein, the health commissioner, and Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars. And Burstein mentioned that they're really focused on this transmission rate. And yesterday, the rate was 177 per 100,000, so it's over the 100 limit. But other counties have high transmission rates that are over, 100 per 100,000 because their middle and high school students would be back in school if it was under that mark. So that's got to be maybe extra frustrating to you, right?
Well, it is frustrating, and certainly, wrestling, the sport of wrestling isn't unique in being frustrated by inconsistencies. But I guess what's most striking about Dr. Bernstein's comments yesterday was that she stated that when wrestling happened in other sections in New York State, they had lower rates of transmission. And while that might be true, because those were better times in New York State when wrestling happened in March and April and other sections and done extremely successfully, there was a number of sections that wrestled and had zero pauses for all of their teams, while basketball and hockey in those same places had pauses. So what we think that data seems to indicate is that although, on the outside looking in, wrestling seems to be perhaps uniquely high risk. In fact, Dr. Bernstein said that it's not only high risk, but very high risk. The data doesn't seem to indicate that. In similar places, similar sports, wrestling actually seems to have a lower rate of transmission. Even though it doesn't make much sense, perhaps looking at the close proximity of contestants, they don't interact with as many opponents and even teammates for that matter.
Yeah, I was just about to say, as opposed to you look at every single play on a football field where there's 11 people on each side coming in close contact and, maybe five people on each side coming in really close contact. It's really one-on-one when it comes to wrestling, and it would seem easy to remove one person who might be feeling sick that day or has a positive test or something like that.
That's right on. I appreciate that you bring that up, and you know, certainly we don't want to we don't want to take away from other sports because they're doing it successfully as well. And you know, wrestling specifically has been done throughout the country safely, even through the second wave when we were closing schools here, when we went fully remote. Other states were having their state championships with similar or higher numbers. And I'm not saying that all places need to come to the same conclusion. And I do appreciate the work of our elected and appointed officials to keep us safe. It seems to me that they're not looking at the full data of wrestling, and who could blame them, right? Because they have a whole lot of other data to look at. But in our little piece of the world, wrestling community, which is extremely important to the health and development of our kids that we've worked with for years, really, wrestling is unique that we generally know the kids sometimes from seventh grade all the way to graduation. Other states did it in really high-risk times, and we just wish that they would perhaps look at that data a little bit more. Hopefully it ends up not mattering because it seems like we're headed down below that threshold, which would be a great thing.
You know, I'm wondering what the attitude is or if this topic's been approached to parents and student athletes by you or somebody else, because it seems like we're in a place that, you know, so many people are getting vaccinated. There's less and less people getting tested. We have an abundance of these tests that are able to use, and it would seem like one of the best ways to utilize these extra tests that are laying around would be to use it as a way to allow high school students to do the sport they love and for seniors to do it one last time. Is that something that you might be comfortable with, or that idea has come up that, hey, can you give us some tests and before these meets, we'll test do a rapid test, something like that, and then we can go forward if that makes you feel comfortable allowing wrestling?
Well, the solution that you just came up with has been, you know, kicked around by coaches and athletic directors, superintendents, and what I feel like is lacking is any opening to figure out how we can do wrestling safely, to meet the needs of the community, to keep community spread down, to do all the things that are important for the community at large, but to also meet the needs of our student athletes, who, like you said, especially the seniors that want to do this one last time. So I believe there are lots of tests, and we would love to have that conversation as a wrestling community, perhaps as the league. Most of the schools in Erie County are either in the ECIC conference or Monsignor Martin League conference. It would be, I think, I don't believe that there's enough barriers to think that we couldn't sit down and come up with a testing situation or even a mask-wearing situation. Section 4 in New York State decided that their wrestlers would not have the opportunity, as New York State recommends that masks can be worn to the athlete's tolerance. They said if we're going to wrestle, athletes need to have them on for practice and competition. Now, that's not currently what Section 6 is advising, but if Erie County were to sit down with us and they said, listen, you can start if you do this or this or this and that, I believe that the community, the wrestling community, would be willing to work hard to do the sport we love, because in essence, that's what wrestling comes down to. Like we try to teach kids and instill in them the work ethic more than anything, work ethic and toughness and perseverance. But right now we're having trouble getting past that because we can't get to, I guess the perseverance is just having hope that we're going to be able to do that soon. And, you know, there's a lot of coaches still working with their athletes in some ways. Some can get in the weight room and some can get on the mat and do non-contact drills. But it is, it's not the same. And until we have competitions for students to look forward to, the purpose of what they're doing, they are not motivated by just training.
Sure. Dennis, has the wrestling community in Erie County tried to contact top Erie County officials?
Well, I think most of that discussion was channeled through either, you know, who can speak for the body that we're talking about, the Erie County Schools of Wrestling, it would be Section 6 officials who have requested that those conversations take place. And those requests have been declined. I personally have occasionally felt like I should pick up the phone or write an email, and I haven't, because I guess in essence I feel like, well, who am I? Why would they talk to me if they're not interested in talking to the section? But I think I speak for everybody who represents a league, a division, a section of the wrestling community. I think any of us would be happy to form a committee and to listen to their concerns and come up with a proposal so that we could move forward.
Before we let you go, they kept using the term yesterday when asked about this at the county of postponing the season and, you know, maybe later once we hit, you know, some sort of benchmark that we can go forward and there can be a wrestling season. Realistically speaking, though, I mean, it has to be soon where the date is just we can't have a season anymore because the end of the school year is approaching. What is that date reasonably?
Well, I don't know that I would want to put that date, like as a deadline, because I think in reality there's a section of students who will participate whenever they're given the opportunity. But I can tell you that the delay has already cost wrestling in certain ways. And I mean, what would you do if something was taken away from your own child? You would try to get them to come up with a plan B and to move forward. And some athletes have done that, and they've signed up for lacrosse or baseball or track. And while that is a good personal decision for them, it also lowers the numbers who are maybe most in need, maybe the kid who only wrestles, and that's been the really meaningful thing in their life. I think those students who often are also I shouldn't generalize, but the subset of kids who are wrestling first, wrestling only perhaps, who are also not attending schools, who are withdrawn and have not found healthy alternatives, that's who we need to get wrestling going for as soon as possible. This is, Mental Health Awareness Week, and we need to be really recognizing that although some kids are moving on and are fine, we need to keep helping the kids who aren't. And so I guess I don't want to put a deadline. That I will tell you that the scheduling gets more complicated every day we go forward. Kids need 10 practices to compete. And, there's not that many days between now and the end of the year when kids need to get 10 practices, and then you need to have practices mixed in with competition. So time is definitely of the essence.
Dennis, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Dennis Bauer, wrestling coach at Amherst Central.